Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
822, Lance Reisland will join us on the show, special to Cleveland.com, former head coach in Northeast Ohio, going to join us on the show. Boy, he's younger looking than what he is. He told me his age. I went, what?
I don't think I've ever actually seen him.
Oh, he's in tremendous shape. I saw him at Browns camp a couple of weeks ago. Looking forward to having Lance on the show. I want to know which rookie quarterback is closer to starting. If you follow any of the Cleveland.com stuff, he's really great at breaking down film, really great at seeing what guys are doing.
Power rank our most in shape guest.
Oh, jeez.
Let's go. You can add Danny if you want.
Danny's a guest host.
He's
Danny
a guest host today.
I'm a guest host, too. Show. I come on sometimes.
I mean, you're raving about Lance's.
Does Keith count?
No. He's an employee of the station.
But he comes on every now and then against my will.
Not as a guest. He's an uninvited guest.
Yes. He does run-ins on the shows that he employs.
I think for him to be a guest, you have to call him to have him come on. I don't think you do that with Keith.
In shape guests. All right, this is off the top of my head, so I don't want to upset anybody. I'll say Danny number 2.
Okay.
Lance number 1.
Okay.
Oh no, Danny number 3, Lance number 2, John Telich number 1.
John Telich runs 114 miles a day.
Yeah. JT, that's my top 3.
He's 38 miles in right now.
There you go. Yeah. That's who wins it. Yeah, got that off the top of my head. There you go.
Take that, Joe Thomas.
Yeah, well, sorry, Joe. Well, not so, you know what?
And every NFL player
sucks
that comes
to be this
on,
guy.
It does.
Danny goes off the list.
I shouldn't be on it. I'm
now
not in great
Joe.
Shape.
Now Joe's number 3. Then Lance Reisland, number 2, who will join us at 8:22.
Wow.
And then John Telich is number 1.
Lance ahead of Joe.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I got to give Joe something to shoot for. That's why people give 4s to Ubers. They want to give him something to shoot for. 216-474-0092. Scott Petrak was on middays yesterday. He says he disagrees with Andrew Berry in the sense of urgency about wide receivers. Hit it.
When it comes to a significant move, the only one I could see possible is receiver. And I don't get a sense from Andrew Berry that he feels it's necessary, that he feels a sense of urgency to go add to that room. I would disagree with him. When I mentioned Fannin and Sampson, I think they consider that part of the receiver room. Okay, how are you going to get the passing attack better? Well, we're going to rely on our tight ends more. We're going to rely on our running backs more. But when you just go the wideout position, I feel they're short. And if there's a big move to be made, you know, big in quotation marks, I think it would have to come at the wideout spot.
Scott's right, but I also think that I think Andrew would know that. I think Andrew's putting makeup on the hog is what he's doing. And I might have to have a come to Jesus moment here in a moment when we play some audio here from Deontay Johnson, of all people. But when it comes to the wide receiver room, you know, they went with Harold Fannin Jr. this last year. I think that when you get guys like who are tight, when you get tight ends and you're focusing on tight ends, yeah, there's guys like George Kittle, but I think a lot of people would imagine that Brock Purdy does have his limitations.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a lot of tight ends there, they become safety valves for quarterbacks with limitations. There are guys that change that, certainly. But for the most part, that's what they are. And I think that Andrew Berry knows that you can't fix everything in one moment. You can't fix everything with one trade. Yeah, you had one of the better wide receiver rooms in the NFL at one point. Remember, those were 2,000-yard wide receivers in that room at one point. It's going to take probably till 2026 or 2027 to actually address that room. Because right now you have Jerry Jeudy, nice. You have Cedric Tillman, okay. And then everybody else is a whatever to the point of Deontay Johnson. People are dusting that name off.
Yeah.
And I don't think, Danny, that you can address it now. And I think that Andrew's made some bad decisions. Andrew's not stupid. He's just made some bad decisions. It would be real stupid to say that, no, wide receivers don't matter. Wide receivers do matter. But he knows that he can't do all that in 1 year, so what he's going to do, he's going to try to help out all these quarterbacks. You have an old quarterback, you have a quarterback that is off the scrap heap now, and you have two rookies. So you're going to help out the running back room because you want to what? You want to be able to hand the ball off and not turn the ball over as best you can. You're going to help out the offensive line by bringing back Joel Bitonio because Zach Zinter isn't ready yet. You're going to hope that DeJuan Jones, and he's taking himself seriously, can play that left tackle position, which I think he can. We'll ask Lance about that coming up at 8:22 this morning. You're going to try to do your best to protect those quarterbacks, especially one guy who's very well known for holding on to the ball too long when he gets his shot to play. And then you're going to bring in another tight end, and you're going to invest on the tight end because you're going to hope that David Njoku is going to be open for him. He should be. You're going to hope that Harold Fannin Jr. can find himself open for him. There's the possibility of that. Yeah, out of the woods, but obviously there's certainly a lot of ceiling there that you could work with, a lot of potential that you could work with. I don't think they're really addressing wide receiver in earnest until 2027.
I don't know if it'll be that long. I do think that there's a world where it could be next offseason, but I think that we have to talk about this team for what it is.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but if they're addressing it next offseason, Danny, then I think that they found their quarterback this year. If they have not found their quarterback this year, then they're using those two picks to get their quarterback next year. That means that big-time wide receiver, because Jerry will just be another year older. No offense to him. He's still a young guy. But the next guy you bring in, I don't think that's materialized until 2027.
But I do think there are other ways to address it as opposed to just making sure you get somebody in the draft too. Right? Like, I think that you can go out in free agency. And how have we seen Andrew Berry be successful in finding wide receivers? It's been in the trade market with Amari Cooper. Yeah. Jerry Jeudy, like, he's not drafted wide receiver very well. I would say that's one of the areas where he's made some bad decisions throughout his 10 years as Browns general manager. But I look at this, and we have to talk about the Browns for what they are. They're not a team that I think we should be expecting to be all that good. And I do think, as you talk about the development of young quarterbacks, which I think part of this year is going to be about, wide receiver matters more to me when you are a competitive.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Team, when you are a team that is competing to win your division, to go to the playoffs, to win a Super Bowl. The Browns are not going to be doing that this year. What matters to young quarterbacks in development is being able to run the football, not being a one-dimensional team, being able to have a short to intermediate passing game, which what you brought up, the tight ends matter. Running backs matter in that aspect of things. Having a good offensive line matters. It's not that wide receivers don't matter, because that is just fundamentally not true. They do matter. They matter a lot to having an explosive offense. We're not expecting the Browns to have an explosive offense. There's not a formula for them this year to be a super explosive offensive team. What they have at wide receiver is fine for right now. It's not fine to win them a Super Bowl, but the rest of this roster is not ready for that either.
Well, it brings up a significant point. Here's Deontay Johnson on the Sports and Suits podcast. This was a couple of weeks ago on who he thinks the Browns are going to roll with a quarterback.
He's going to roll with Kenny for right now. I've been seeing Kenny going like right now with the ones, and then Joe would come in. I think they're probably going to roll with him just like to see, like, just coming off the season he was with Philly and having a Super Bowl. So I think they're going to stick with him through preseason, and then, you know, they can live with what Joe brings to the table.
Let's call it what it is. The most exciting quarterback on this roster is Shedeur Sanders.
Yes, without question.
The most practical quarterback on this roster would seem to be Joe Flacco. The second most practical would be Kenny Pickett. Now, where do Dylan Gabriel fits into there, I will discuss it with Lance coming up at 8:22. You mentioned the T word on the phone with me.
I did.
Is this season a tank without admitting it? I have to admit that this season is a tank? Because the moves that they've made this offseason, that's not tanking.
No.
Giving Myles Garrett a whole bunch more money and making sure that he's a Brown for the rest of his career, and bringing back Joel Bitonio, being encouraging of Joel Bitonio coming back. Not trading away some of the other names, which, yes, again, is easier said than done with dead cap space and everything like that. But again, if you were to be moving on from you-know-who, you don't care about dead cap anymore. You're firmly tanking for everybody to know. Do I have to admit that this year is about the next year and the year after that?
I think so. I think
I don't think that they're willing to admit. That's why I'm not.
It's much easier for us to admit it because we're not in the room. We're not in that locker room. We're not Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah.
We're not the guys employed by that franchise in that capacity. We don't have to talk to the players about what the game plan is this week and how, you know, I don't, when I say tanking, I don't say they're going out there the way that Hugh Jackson and Sashi Brown did, where they're going to go 1-31 in the next 32 games.
I don't think Hugh lost on purpose.
No, I just think he was a bad coach.
Yeah, I think he made some desperate decisions to try to win, and I think it hurt him.
I don't think the roster is at that point. But I also am smart enough to know the roster is not in a spot where they're going to be competitive this year. They're not going to be competing to win the AFC North. They're not going to be competing to make the playoffs in the AFC. It's a really, really tough conference. It's a really, really tough division. They've got a lot of work to do in order to put themselves in a competitive environment.
What's the end game? Like, I think that that's what's caused. I don't think that there's any lack of excitement for the season to come, because I think you have a rookie quarterback that a lot of people have a lot of opinions on and they expect him to play at some point. I think you have a veteran quarterback that a lot of people have a lot of opinions on and they expect him to play at some point. I think you're going to go into the season with four QBs. I think that there's still going to be excitement going into this season, but I think it's frustrating for the general fan where they don't know what the team stands for right now. If you were getting ready to tank it out, I think a lot of people go, fine, you know what? This Deshaun Watson stuff, it ended up being a bust. It's time to set the restaurant on fire and let's get going in another direction. They're not doing that. And when you have a lack of clarity of what the goals officially are, it's going to create a lot of frustration with your fan base on what you should actually do. That's why the whole rookie quarterback thing, which is a thing I want to reset with you coming up later on, that's why that's such a big fight right now, Danny.
The exciting thing about this team this year, what fans should be excited for, is that they might have their franchise quarterback on the roster, whether it's Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders, or you find out this year that they don't, and then you're excited about who they could draft next April. That is what this is about. I hate to say it's not about wins and losses, because we live in a society where results matter, and they matter more in the National Football League than anywhere else.
Yes.
But the reality of the situation is, the only result that matters for the Browns this year is figuring out what you have at the most important position in sports.
The reason... And you would be a tanking team if that were the reason, if that were the case. Under the rules of the law, that would be it. But I don't think that they're that way, because they won't admit it. They will not come out and admit it, because the decisions that they've made are not decisions of what a tanking team would do. Their history clearly in this last offseason would show you this is not a team that intends on losing. This is not a front office that intends on losing games. You know, the team's never intending on losing games, but this is not a front office. When you make those decisions, that is not a front office that's intending on losing games. They've done that before, and I've denied myself in the past before that. This isn't that case. So they will either naturally show what they are very, very soon in this season, or we are going to be going on some type of journey that will probably approach the middle.
Which would be a bad spot to be.
Maybe 7 wins.
Which would not be a great spot to be. But let me ask you this, is what moves have they made that aren't about the future too? Because Myles Garrett, bringing him back about this year, but it's about more than just this year.
Like,
Myles Garrett's not going to be bad next year.
No.
He's not going to suddenly just not be good when the Browns are ready to be competitive.
You think he's going to be close as what he is right now at 34 years old?
No, I'm... At 34, no.
That's when that ends.
2 years from now, yes.
Wait, he's going to start to fall off at 2 years?
No, I'm going to say he's going to be really good. Not this year, yes, but the year after this too. Like, it's that contract extension was not just about this season.
For that to bear fruit, meaning they are playing in high level football games with Myles Garrett, he has to keep up this pace for another 3 seasons, including this one.
Yes.
For that to start to bear fruit, as of right now, it may change if one of these rookies hits it out of the park, and we don't know that yet. But until they do it, like, that's still just, you're paying a lot of money for a guy to be on your football team because he's what sells tickets.
Yes.
And that's what Myles Garrett is right now. That's still not a move for your future, in my estimation. 216-474-0092. Is this season a tank without admitting it?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.